and also I ran. I wheedled a 10-minute visit from the night nurse. This was Friday, the evening after my best friend hurtled through a windshield at 70 miles per hour. The day before, I drove to a numbing family reunion for blue hair aunts. He had a machine to count his breaths, a tube to collect his pee, and a pair of legs that would never again shuffle or glide or dance. Every 6 hours, his Stryker bed flipped him like a flapjack, stomach down for now, with a cutout for his face. So I sprawled on the floor. Days before, we had lain on grass, close as sleeping bags, counting stars and girlfriends we didn't have. Tonight, more of the same bull, and less. His chin and my dirty shoes trading gossip. The 87 stitches on his back playing hard to get. And the moon outside skinny dipping in the fountain. I was 15 plus 4 months. My friend was 15 plus blood all over the Ford Bronco, even on the road, even on trees, he said. Promise me that you'll definitely check out the crash site. And I said, no, not one part of me wants to see blood on trees. Before leaving, I counted stitches on my friend's bad shoulder, then touched his good one, warmish, like when you put your arm around a girl at a matinee. And the hum of machines was a prayer to healing, and the dirty tiles were a prayer to grit, and the intern was a 10-fingered prayer to vitals and charts. And my friend saying, hey man, later, was amen. Outside, the sprinkler sputtered and hissed and did a silvery dance with the grass. The stars tried to go all the way with sleeping cars, and the dark said, what is this, amateur hour? I broke into a run then, sliding through chain link to an endless empty parking lot. With so many overhead lights, I had three shadows at once, like three wavery souls. When I ran, they moved. One pinning me to pavement, one sliding off like oily water, one being borne up ahead. What did I care? When I closed my eyes, they went away. Just a buzzing breeze and these slabs called legs doing their work. They didn't want to run. My lungs pushed them, my slippery beating heart, and my friend's catheter leaking amber bubbles into room 514. Who needed a soul or the disappearing shadow of a soul? Breath was enough, and hurrying blood, provided it stayed inside. 9:30 at night, the day after and the day before. A clean, brisk, heavy, terrifying, innocent Friday in June. I ran and ran, and also I ran.